You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review for the next 27 minutes and 55 seconds. Stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio show, highlighting the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess an online college education and a crippling enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents could count to 50. In 1958, the Recording Industry Association of America, or RIAA, began certifying gold singles for sales of 1 million units. Now, that's not to say gold singles didn't exist prior to 1958, they did. But it was left to the record label to certify and required further research to discern. And I would be remiss without noting that in 1989, the RIAA applied a little aqua regia to the gold standard, wink wink to my chemist listeners, and reduced the count to 500,000 units. And given the lean economic decades that frame the Rock and Rhythm Review, says a lot for songs that reach that aurum mark compared to today. Well, we've hit a milestone, loyal listeners, as this is the 50th installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. And a 50th celebration is a golden celebration. So let's celebrate with the gilded works of the Coasters, Little Richard, Ricky Nelson, Rufus Thomas, the Diamonds, Louis Jordan, Guitar Slim, Fats Domino, and the Four Tunes. With the 1955 fracture of the Robins, members Carl Gardner and Bobby Nunn stuck with Goldsmiths, Lieber, and Stoller to form the Coasters. The group tenuously registered a couple minor hits, but turned bust into bullion with a 1957 comedic rock B-side that employed the gimmick of name-dropping notable pop culture detectives Sherlock Holmes, Charlie Chan, Joe Friday, Sam Spade, Boston Blackie, Bulldog Drummond, and the very real Northwest Mounties, Searchin'. Gonna find her. Antoine Fats Domino began recording when Louis Jordan was relevant, continued recording when rock and roll was born and was still recording when rock's other founding fathers went AWOL. The New Orleans Ivory Spanker hooked up with writing partner and alter ego Dave Bartholomew in 1949 and began mining a 15-year gold vein that would make Fats the envy of King Midas. 1955's All By Myself.
Little girl, don't you understand? I want to be your lover man all by myself. All by myself. I don't want no one to love you. I want to love you all by myself. You fine little girl, you know it too. Don't you know I'm in love with you all by myself. All by myself. I don't want no one to love you, I want to love you all by myself. Meet me in a park about 1:30. We're going out and have some fun all by ourselves. All by ourselves. We don't need nobody with us, we're gonna do it all by ourselves. We don't need nobody with us, we gon' have it all by ourselves. Little girl, don't you understand? I wanna be your lover man all by myself. All by myself. We don't need no one to love you, we don't love you all by myself.
Teenagers rebel, even the 50s most famous. Ricky Nelson's rebellion took the form of dismissing the contemptuous jazz musicians his dad locked in the studio with him and forging his own band featuring guilt-fingered guitarist James Burton. Next, he brought in the rambunctious rockabilly brothers Johnny and Dorsey Burnett to write material, whereupon Nelson began earning real rockabilly cred. 1957's Believe What You Say.
I believe what you say when you say you're going steady with nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, there's one thing, baby, that I want you to know. When you're rocking with me, don't rock too slow. I move on and get toe-to-toe. We're gonna rock till we can't rock no more. I believe, do believe, I believe. Yeah, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me.
Well, let's dig it now.
Well, I believe what you say when you say you don't miss nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, when you kiss me, baby, then you roll your eyes. I get a funny feeling that I'm hypnotized. Chills run all up and down my spine. Everybody that you're mine, all mine. I believe, do believe, yeah, believe. Oh, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Oh, yeah, oh, well, I believe, do believe, yeah, believe.
An idea born from the mind of Dick Clark, coupled with a white Canadian vocal group popular for their vanilla covers of R&B hits, sounds like a lead balloon, but looking to capitalize on a popular 1957 line dance craze, itself a variation of ancient Scottish folk reel dances, Dick turned alchemist and, with the help of R&B team Brooke Benton and Clyde Otis, turned lead into gold for the Diamonds. The Stroll.
Come, let's stroll. Stroll across the floor. Come, let's stroll.
Serendipity found Rufus Thomas driving by Stax Records after church in 1963 with an idea for a novelty song and finding the parked cars of house band Booker T and the MGs. And it just so happened that the greatest recording engineer in rock and rhythm, Tom Dowd, was in studio on loan from Atlantic Records, finishing up a broken tape machine. So what better way to test it out than recording Solid Gold Soul, Walkin' the Dog?
She can't so walk in the dog. Guess a walking bird dog. If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog. Come on now, come on, come on. That's my mama for 15 cents. See the elephant jump the fence. He jumps up high. Touch the sky. Never got back till the 4th of July. Walking the dog. Just a walking the dog. If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog. Come on now, come on, come on. Mary, Mary, quite contrary. Tell me, how does your garden grow? You got silver bells and you got cockle shells. Pretty maids all in a row. Walking bird dog. Just a walking bird dog. If you don't know how to do it, show you how to walk the dog.
Musicologists often point to this hilarious 1945 recording as the first rock record, and it's hard to argue it's not from the same ore that produced rock and roll. Pinching a line from Hot Lips Page's 1938 recording, Old Man Ben proved a goldmine for Louis Jordan. But even more precious than the recording is the 1945 soundie, think 1940s MTV, easily viewable on the internet, Caledonia.
Nothing to eat, but she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, 'cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia! Caledonia! What make your big head so hot, Ma? I love you just the same. I'll always love you, baby, 'cause Caledonia is your name. She told me, no kidding. That's what she said. She said, son, keep away from that woman. She ain't no good. Don't bother with her. But mama didn't know what Caledonia was putting down. So I'm going down to Caledonia's house and ask her just one more time. Caledonia! Caledonia! What make your big head so hot?
Tunes were a proto-doo-wop group largely forgotten today, recording in the late 40s as the Sentimentalists, a nod to their original I Love You for Sentimental Reasons, which Nat King Cole covered with much success. By 1953, they signed with Jubilee Records and became the Four Tunes, striking gold with the 1928 Irving Berlin tune, Marie.
Little Marie.
Well, Marie, 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 Marie.
Flamboyant six-string ace guitar Slim, a.k.a. Eddie Jones, played his blues slow but lived his life fast, passing at just 32 in 1959, officially from pneumonia, but realistically excessive drinking and hard living. The New Orleans guitarist, summa cum laude, was known to don Oriette suits, and his 1953 session with Ray Charles proved Slim looked good in gold. The things that I used to do.
The things that I used to do. Lord, I won't do no more. The things that I used to do, Lord, I won't do no more. I used to sit and hold your hand, baby. Begging you not to go. I would search all night for you, baby. Lord, in my search would always end in vain. I would search all night for you, baby. And my search would always end in vain. But I knew all along, darling, that you was hit out with your other man. Your mother, baby. Lord, and I'm going back to my family too. I'm going to send you back to your mother, baby. Lord, and I'm going back to my family too. Cause nothing I do that please you, baby. Lord, I just can't get along with you.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Glenn Miller. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com. A&R man Bumps Blackwell and Little Richard were so dismayed with Pat Boone's rendering of Tutti Frutti, they decided to record something more aggressive and faster in hopes that he couldn't cover it. Boone did, but failed to usurp Richard's 1956 chart position, all thanks to teenager Enotris Johnson, so Blackwell claims, whose introduction by an influential DJ provided a brief lyrical golden nugget with which Richard and Blackwell cast into ingot. Long Tall Sally.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claim he has a misery, but he having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Yeah. hello, baby.